I can't stop singing. I've done everything for Mosey. He's done nothing for me. You know, from the break, I can't stop.
It's constant. I'm going to be hearing it. You were talking about your dreams to begin the show. I'm going to hear this in my dreams to start the
You were joining in with it. You were finishing the song for me. We got to go to Rick Springfield. I know we've joked about this before, about going to concerts.
We joked about it?
We'll stand on the top of our chairs and sing at the top of our lungs. You think Kabali would go?
No.
Well, let's ask him in a moment here. First, I'm looking up at the Pat McAfee show right now. They just spent 10 minutes with Jeff Passan under the headline, "The Pittsburgh Pirates are at it again." With this Rowdy Tellez thing, Jerry Dulac was even asked in his chat. Now, Jerry's covered a lot of sports for a long time here in Pittsburgh. Somebody says, it's not Steelers, but I'd love to hear your opinion of the Pirates' cheap ways being showcased again with the DFA of Tellez. Dulac says, beyond just cheap, disgraceful, embarrassing, professionally and ethically reprehensible. Other than that, no opinion. So, yep, here we are. The Pirates making news in September, and it's not for what they're doing on the field. All right. Let's bring in Mark Kabali. Hello, big boy. You're on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Will you go? Let me see when this show is. Would you go to a concert?
No.
No. Why?
You say concert? No. I'm too old for that stuff.
We'll wheel you around. Is it because of your broken Achilles?
Who's Rick Springfield?
You know.
Eat your heart out, Rick Springfield? Yeah. Wait, that's a Jimmy Hart thing, isn't it?
I've done everything for you. What's the other one? Limits? Jesse's girl,
come on,
right?
Mark.
It's at the Rivers Casino.
Mark, if I know Jesse's girl, you definitely know Jesse's girl.
Right.
I've hit a point in my life, maybe it will change, where if I have to leave the house, I'm pretty upset.
Hopefully
that changes pretty soon. I wasn't always like that, and I know a lot of people who are older than me aren't like that. I think I'm hitting this zone in life where everything outside of my living room couch makes me angry and ill.
Depressed? Limits and I will pick you up, and then we'll wheel you around in like a stroller or something. We'll put a little bonnet on you like you're a little baby. We'll wheel you around at the show.
You know, I would much rather talk about the Bucks and Rowdy Tellez. who was all over that about May? I can't remember who said the Bucks are going to be an utter disaster again. I can't remember that guy's name.
Was that you?
Come on. This stuff like this just makes you angry, man. I mean, I don't want to compare him to the Steelers. I don't want to compare him to a team like a player like Troy Polamalu. But, you know, when Polamalu retired, and when they have guys that retire, they have the ability, the Steelers, to get back some of their signing bonus. They basically say, keep it, you know, you've earned it, or it's a parting gift. Buccos are like $12, and hey, we're going to cut you because we want to save $12.
I've just never really seen something like this in baseball. I'm sure it's happened, and I'm sure that they didn't think that somebody had access to his bonuses. But it happened.
Sure. The NFL has incentives too that some people miss, you know. But what are we talking about here? I mean, a lot of people are saying Tellez wasn't the nicest man in the world, but who cares? I mean, whatever. You get me fired up. Go ahead.
Who said he wasn't the nicest man in the world? I thought they loved him in the locker
room. I talk to people.
Oh, it's the old talk to people.
I talk to people. Nobody likes Rowdy Tellez. I don't know why.
What do you mean nobody likes his the media or his teammates?
Well, I know any of his teammates. The people that deal with him on a routine basis.
Oh, who cares about them?
That's what I said too, but who cares if it was a jerk? I mean, who cares? Give him his $200,000.
Exactly. Mark Kabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Where shall we start this week? How about this, big boy? How projectable is 3-0? Should the Steelers be now considered the favorite in the AFC North?
No, I don't think so. I think I mean, they're in better position than they probably thought they were going to be. I mean, it's helped that the Bengals are 0-3 right now, but you still have to take in consideration Baltimore. I mean, they got a tough schedule too, but I wouldn't say they're in, you know, hand it to them right now. A lot of we've covered this team a long time, Joe, and we've seen crazy things happen, and 3-0 can turn to 3-3 to 3-6 in a hurry here. So
of
they're in
course.
Good position right now, but I wouldn't say that they're, you know, guaranteed going to make the playoffs and win a division. No
nobody,
way.
Nobody asked you that. With due
I
respect,
can't remember
Mark,
what you asked.
I asked, are they now to be considered the favorite in the AFC North? Okay.
I wouldn't say the favorite. I would say them and Baltimore are about even.
Okay. Then we'll move on to this one. Is this Mike Tomlin's best defense since 2010? And before you say we'll find out, I want an opinion now. Is it headed in that direction? Do you think it is the best since 2010? I know there are 14 games left.
I mean, it's pretty hard to dispute with those three games and what they were able to do. I love that 2010 team, but that 2018 defense was probably better in my opinion. 2009, too. I mean, that 8, 9, and 10 were pretty spectacular defenses. But, I mean, to me, I think they have more talent, raw talent on this side of the defense than they had these other teams that we're talking about here. So, yeah, I mean, I think this could very well go down as his best defense right now because they have stars in every location right now, and they got depth too, and everybody's playing well, and it's not like they're going to be facing some juggernaut teams over the next 6 or 7 weeks either. Sure, they can lose, but sure, they can shut them down as well. So, yeah, they're in the conversation as of we speak right now.
Man, you just said a mouthful that I don't agree with, and I'm the one who's been raving about this defense.
I don't even know what I said.
You just said this defense has more talent than the 2008 defense?
Yeah, very man. I'm close.
All right, let's go. I'm not even disagreeing necessarily, but let's do a little exercise together, shall we, big boy?
Okay.
Let's start up front. Aaron Smith, Casey Hampton, Brett Kiesel. From left to right.
It's tough because they play a different style of defense.
No, let's not get into all the qualifiers. Let's just
hold up the
rate the players. You're the one who said it, not me.
Well, yeah, but if you're strict, I mean, this is benefiting me because if you're strictly going by stats, these guys are going to have better stats than those guys.
I didn't even say anything yet. All I did was read the players' names. Smith.
What I'm saying is defensive line is a tough way to start. But go ahead.
Well, where the hell else are you going to start? We're going front to back.
What I'm going to say is, no matter what you say, just how they play the defensive line and with the one gap and the two gaps type of stuff is going to benefit the current team rather than them. But go ahead. Okay. That's what I say. Right now, I'm winning.
For gap's sakes, let's just go with this, okay?
I'm 1-0 winning.
I haven't even started yet. All I said was
defensive line. I won.
Aaron Smith, Casey Hampton, and Brett Kiesel compared to Larry Ogunjobi, Keanu Benton, and Cam Hayward. How would you rate the two? That's all.
I would. And I'm rating this one better.
Okay.
For all aforementioned stuff that I mentioned.
Fair enough, I should say. I'm not. I think Aaron Smith in his prime, Brett Kiesel in his prime, and Casey Hampton. I mean, I love Keanu Benton's potential.
I love those guys. I love those guys too, man. But
I'd give that one in 2008 a slight edge. That's all. This is all an exercise and fun.
Okay.
Linebackers, Lamar Woodley, James Farrier, Larry Foote, and James Harrison, compared to T.J. Watt, Patrick Queen,
Nick Herbig.
Nick Herbig? Give me the other inside linebacker. Who am I missing?
Landon Roberts?
Let's go with the Landon Roberts.
Peyton Wilson?
Landon Roberts and Alex Highsmith / Nick Herbig. But really, I mean, Alex Highsmith.
All right, I'm breaking into two here. Actually, outside linebackers, the current team is better. The inside linebackers, the 08 team's better.
Holy horse follicles. Wasn't Harrison the defensive player of the year that year?
Well, T.J. Watt has 30 more sacks than him in his career.
No, I know. Believe me, T.J. Watt, I think, is a better player than Harrison. But Harrison, in his prime at his very best was awfully close as a game wrecker. And then Lamar Woodley, to me, in his prime, is better than Highsmith. I'm rating that one a draw.
It looks like you're already giving the win to the 2018 there, Jeff. So this is a exercise in futility.
Limits, how is he jumping? I haven't even done this exercise. I don't even know what I'm
really
going to say. I don't even know what I'm going to say yet. I gave the defensive line a – you're talking about one of the great defenses in Steelers history. I gave the defensive line a slight edge, and then I have a draw at outside linebacker. So I don't know.
Mark just keeps beating you to the punch.
I know. Let's go to inside linebacker. Inside linebacker, clearly the 08 team because of Farrier.
Farrier, Footy, two very good players right there. So, yeah, hands down, I say the inside.
Okay. So you're at 2-1 for this year's team, which is fine. I respect your opinion, which is why I'm asking it. You've become very hostile toward me. The cornerbacks, Ike Taylor and Bryant McFadden, compared to Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson.
You're probably going to have to give that one to B-Mac and Ike. Ike, to me, was one of the top. He might be the second best cornerback the Steelers have ever had. So I have to give it to Ike. Ike, I think,
I
very
think
underrated.
I think I would, too. And then the safeties is clear cut. Troy and Ryan Clark. I love Minka. But him and Elliott compared to Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark, to me that's a...
So they're not even close in your eyes then. So why'd you ask me is this the first place?
Because I did the exercise along with you. You seem to be assuming that I had this all in my mind. I'm just doing it with you.
You're in a good mood and I'm making you in a bad mood. I think my job is almost done here.
Can we go back to Pony calling Bob as George in Washington to lighten the mood here? I can't believe Bob fell for that, Mark. Can you?
I can't believe Bob texted me at 2 in the morning last night like I was going to be up.
About what?
I probably shouldn't say it over the air.
You hear about Bob's big night on the town with Romo and Nance on Saturday?
Really?
Yes.
Bob is a huge Nance fan.
I know. Me and City Limits here confronted Bob about this the other day when he dropped a little nugget. They all went out to dinner. So anyway, I thought that would be a fun exercise. It turned out to be interesting, but quite frankly, not that fun. So let's move on. Justin Fields, give him a grade so far this season, and you tell me if he's going to be the starter the rest of the year.
Oh, I don't think he's going to be starter the rest of the year, no. I think Russell Wilson, when we get in there, I just don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 8 weeks, but I think he'll eventually make his way in there, and it's not going to be because of Fields' injury. It's going to be some ineffectiveness going on. And my phone just went nuts here. It's going to be ineffectiveness. I would say I'd give him a solid B right now, maybe a little bit higher just because he's able to manage the game and win the game. Still, I don't think he's... Plus, he's getting better as the week goes, as the season goes on. You can't discount that. But I still think there's a lot of plays out there that need to be made. So I think a solid B for him so far. And if I had told you that a month ago, you probably would have jumped at that, right? I mean,
yes, I would have jumped.
It's hard to complain of what he's done, but you always want to look at it and say, is this going to translate over the next 10 or 12 weeks to be able to win a division? When you get down in games, when you're playing teams, divisional games, when you're playing the Chiefs and the Eagles and teams like that, that's still a question in my eyes.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right. Well, let's get into this game. What scares you, if anything, about the Colts?
Jonathan Taylor's talented. But the Steelers stop the run better than mostly any team at all. I just worry about that potential letdown. I mean, we saw it last year when they went there. I know that was a totally different team and different timing of the year and different quarterback situation. But I would say that would scare me the most, running behind the big Q with Jonathan Taylor and having Anthony Richardson make some plays with his feet that can screw up a lot of things, even though he has not been consistent this year. So put it this way, if they lose this game, Joe, I think it might be because of the defense and not the offense, how crazy that might sound.
Why do you say that?
Just for what I just told you, man. I mean, I think they can potentially have the ability to run the ball. I think they'll have the potential to make some big plays with Richardson. And I think Pittman's good, plus it's a road game. They give up 24 points or something like that. I think that's a little bit too much for the offense. The offense could put up points against this defense. But I think it will be – if they're going to lose, it's going to be in the 20s. If they win, it's going to be in, you know, the low teens. So that's the way I look at it. So I think if the defense does their one touchdown, 9 points per game, they'll win this game. But there's always that possibility of Jonathan Taylor running for, you know, 130 yards, and they can't find a way to stop Anthony Richardson.
Limits, may I engage Mark in an extended game of free association? I've done everything for Mosey. He's done nothing for me.
Yes, you can.
I think you've taped that. Yes. Mark, you ready for this?
As long as I don't have to sing, I'm good.
You know how the game goes. Short answers, sometimes one word.
Okay.
Nick Herbig will prove eventually that he's better than Alex Highsmith.
Man, you leave these open-ended questions, don't you?
Actually, it's not open-ended. It's yes or no.
Oh, I mean, 5 years, yeah, but not right now, no.
5 years? Nick Herbig will show over the next 3 weeks that he's better than Alex Highsmith.
I don't think so.
This has become very contentious today with the big boy.
I think the gap is going to continue to shrink, though, Mark. He needs to get better in the run game, but as a pure pass rusher, first-step speed, he's got it.
Did you hear what Limits just said?
He's gotten better in the run game. So, I mean, we can't even use that as an excuse.
Nick Herbig is a legit starter in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
T.J. Watt will break the sack record this year, which I believe would give him 23 sacks.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You have at least mild concern about Najee because he was in a sling the other day.
No. I mean, when you touch the ball as much as he does and physical he is, sometimes you get a little banged up.
Sometimes you have your arm in a sling when that happens. I know. Jaylen Warren, what's the situation with him in five words or less?
Not going to play.
Steelers win this game?
No, I picked the Colts to win this game.
Number one reason the Colts will win this game?
Justin Fields, 2 turnovers. I just went against my my previous statement. So I think they won't be able to stop Jonathan Taylor.
The Steelers will still trade for a number two receiver before the deadline.
I think a good possibility.
We've seen reports from our old friend Jeremy Fowler that Christian Kirk, DeAndre Hopkins are two guys that could be out there. If it came down to those two, which would the big boy prefer?
D-Hop. You already got Christian Kirk. Two Christian Kirks on this team, don't you? With Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. I need a bigger guy that can, a veteran guy who can go down the field a little bit more. Give me D-Hop. Plus, I think that's more of a guy that Tomlin would go after or like.
That was too long of an answer.
Oh,
Who do you like better?
Stuff happens.
So far, Scotty Miller, really based on last week's game. Were you more encouraged by the Scotty Miller performance or the Calvin Austin performance?
Calvin Austin, I think, real quick, I will expand a little bit. I think Calvin Austin has that speed you just can't teach, man. He can turn that 20-yarder into a 55-yarder.
Bengals will still make the playoffs.
No.
Over under 2.5 weeks before we see Mason Rudolph start a game in Tennessee.
Let's hope it's before that. I would say under.
Steelers sacks of Anthony Richardson. Over under 4.5.
Under.
Thank you, big boy. I have no further questions. Did I miss anything, Limits? Any special topic from back to front?
I don't believe so. I think he touched on pretty much everything.
When's Russell Wilson going to be declared healthy, if you had to guess?
Is Tomlin going to declare him healthy, or is Russell going to declare himself healthy? I think that's the bigger question.
Do you think if Russell were in his prime in Seattle right now, he'd be playing these games?
Yeah, I think he's closer. Don't look always what you see on 5-second clips on the internet of him going through walkthroughs because he didn't roll out. I think he's close. They just want to make sure he's 1,000,000%. And until that happens, go with the guy with the hot hand. So that's the way they're playing it.
Would you recommend to other teams on the first few days of training camp to have their quarterbacks run into blocking sleds, Mark?
Well, I would love to know exactly what happened there.
What did happen there? You should know. You're the savvy old news hound.
Here's the problem. For some reason, they moved it. They said we weren't allowed to do all these things, and we don't know when Tomlin's coming down. So nobody actually, for the first time, like ever, went to watch the run test. Ever. And that happens. How about that? So we don't know. Whoever knows is just guessing.
Thank you, big boy. You're a philanthropist, you're a spiritual guru, you're a patriot, and you're an example to city limits every day of your life.
Yeah, I want to hear a song about me next time I come on, but
maybe
I'll give you a week to figure that out.
We can whip something up for you. Appreciate the time.
All right, brother.
There he goes, Mark Cabali. That was very testy, I thought unnecessarily so early on. I wanted to engage in a fun exercise of comparing this with the 08 team because he said it was better, and things went south, didn't they?
It was contentious, and that'll be our social video for today. You and Cabali going back and forth on the 08 team.
I think this is better than the 2010 team, but the 2010 team, for example, guys like Harrison and Woodley had started to fade a little bit. They had started to fade. In 08, and I know that was only 2 years earlier, but 2 years is a lifetime in the NFL. I mean, imagine going 7 years, for example, without coming close to a playoff win. Not that that would ever happen. Prime Woodley and Harrison, Woodley better than Highsmith, period. Harrison and Watt, close. I give Watt the edge for sure, but let's not forget the very best of James Harrison. I haven't seen a whole bunch of game wreckers like that.
Right, but TJ Watt wins that. At least he should. Wait, I mean, he broke James Harrison's record in how many fewer games? All-time sack record?
I give TJ the edge. Yes. I give TJ the edge. Okay.